Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. The onset of World War I came as a surprise to many Mid-Southerners, yet, like much of the rest of the nation, Memphians joined the war effort with unprecedented determination. When the armed forces set up recruiting stations at the Tri-State Fair, able-bodied men lined up to enlist. Citizens organized preparedness parades, and Memphis homemakers rallied to raise awareness about wartime rationing. Local mothers attended demonstrations on how to plan a menu for meatless Mondays and wheatless Wednesdays. Newspapers highlighted acts of individual patriots like 80-year-old Mary E. Hedgepath from Ripley, Tennessee, who knitted a sock a day for the Red Cross. Other women did their part by taking factory jobs to fill the void left by local men. At the same time, anti-German sentiment raged through the city. Schools stopped teaching German, and Germantown changed its name to Neshoba. As the war progressed, more families felt the strains of their men leaving for the war, and tearful goodbyes at the train station became a part of life here in Memphis. To learn more about local history and World War I, visit us at the Pink Palace Museum and see our new exhibit, Swords into Plowshares, Soldier Art and Music of the Great War, or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.